MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone is joining us. Andy, welcome. Good to hear from you.
Good to be talking with you, Bill, once again. Another week of non-baseball.
Non-baseball, but will there be baseball? We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, the results from last night's Strat-O-Matic Red Sox season. What's happening?
I know everyone's holding their breath waiting for this result. At Fenway Park last night, the Braves beat the Red Sox 2-1. Eduardo Rodriguez took the loss. He gave up two runs and five and a third innings of work. Second baseman Jose Peraza of the Red Sox left the game in the ninth inning with an undisclosed injury. So with the loss, the Sox fall to 33-42 on the season, dropping to fourth place in the AL East, 12 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
Are all the Strat-O-Matic injuries undisclosed, Andy?
Believe it or not, no.
Oh,
I have seen some that actually say what the injury is, but this one says undisclosed. So maybe we'll get film at 11. We'll be able to give us more information on that one.
Well, it would have been a nice night for an interleague baseball game last night. Okay, Major League Baseball. Yes, no, talks are back underway, apparently.
Yeah, it's more of a maybe at this point. There's Major League Baseball made yet another offer to the players, this time a 60-game season. Expanded playoffs at full prorated pay. The season would begin July 19th, and there would be a universal designated hitter in this plan, and the number of postseason teams would increase to 14. So we have to see how this would all play out. But so now it's in the hands of the players' union. I'm sure they will counter with something as we keep plodding along to figure out, will there be baseball in 2020?
14 postseason teams. How many are there usually, Andy? I mean, I don't mean to throw that at you, but wow.
Well, usually there's 10.
Yeah, okay.
Three division winners in each league, and then plus the two wild card teams. Also, the wild card will, instead of being a wild card game under this proposal to expand the playoff format for the wild card will be a best of three series.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. That's good. I mean, how you know, it might as well just play 10 games and start the playoffs. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the way things are going, it could end up being that way.
Well, in a way, with a baseball 50-game schedule, is pretty much like that, I suppose, really.
You know, a 50, 60-game schedule, I mean, that can obviously open the door for some interesting things to happen. You know, you could have some teams you wouldn't expect getting off to a hot start, mm-hmm. and they could find a way into the playoff format, and who knows what could end up happening, but... You know, whatever way it comes down, I guess just we have to hope for some type of baseball season to get out there and do what they can and move ahead to 2021.
All right. As the baseball season shrinks, if it were to resume at all, so does the baseball draft. What's the latest with the Red Sox draft?
Well, the draft this year, as we discussed before, was reduced to 5 rounds this year. So Red Sox day two selections, because when we spoke last week, they just had their first round draft. So on day two, they had... the next round of picks. Of course, they lost their second-round pick because of the sign-stealing scandal. So in the third round, the Red Sox drafted Mississippi High School third baseman Blaze Jordan. Fourth round, University of Hawaii pitcher Jeremy Wu-Yellen. And then pitcher in the fifth round from Florida State, Shane Doran. Then after that, the Red Sox have added 12 undrafted free agents, including 8 pitchers, 3 infielders, and a catcher among the mix. Fordham shortstop Jack McKenzie, who has stolen 84 bases in just 133 games in his 3 years of college baseball.
All right. Any other Red Sox player news at all?
Well, in player news, we have a news for a minor league player. Sox pitching prospect Noah Song has put his baseball career on hold. He's been ordered to report to Navy Flight School in Florida. Song will not pitch for at least a year as he fulfills his commitment. The 23-year-old was drafted in the fourth round last year. He pitched for the Lowell Spinners and he had an ERA of 1.06 in 7 starts.
I also noticed, maybe you could recap for us, Alex Cora, excuse me, made a statement on the cheating scandal recently.
Yeah, he recently did, saying that you know, it was just more than just him and his counterpart, Carlos Beltran, who was a DH for the Astros at the time in the sign-stealing scandal. Of course, as he's accepting responsibility for his role, but it just wasn't a two-man show. Of course, the scandal obviously costing Cora his job with the Red Sox, but it also cost Beltran his first managerial job with the Mets.
All right, so if you're looking for something to watch, Andy, I understand that beginning tonight with Nesson, there's for the next 3 nights, the Red Sox win. Is that right?
Oh, the Red Sox always win on Nesson. Bill, you should know that. Otherwise, last night on MLB, the Red Sox lost. So you have to stay with Nesson to find the Red Sox wins. Last night on MLB, they showed Game 1 of the 2003 American League Division Series against the A's out in Oakland. Red Sox lost that game in the 12th inning on a squeeze play. And I can say, Bill, I was at that game.
Oh.
And it was the first time I saw any footage of it because I was at the game at the time, and I can't remember any station showing that game in its entirety since. So I did set my DVR, and I will try to watch some of that as the week progresses here. But as we mentioned, for Sox victories, you want to watch Nesson, and they'll be taking on the Yankees for the next three nights in Sox-Yankee Classics. Tonight's game goes back to April 22nd of 2007 at Fenway. Sox beat the Yankees 7-6. And I was at this game too, Bill. It was a Sunday night. Manny Ramirez, J.D. Drew, Mike Lowell had back-to-back-to-back home runs.
Oh, yeah.
In the third inning. Then tomorrow night, you can watch a game from September 15th of 2016 at Fenway. Sox beat the Yankees 7-5. Sox scoring five runs in the bottom of the ninth, capped off by Hanley Ramirez walk-off three-run homer. And then on Saturday night, August 2nd, 2018 is the game from Fenway. Sox blast the Yankees 15-7. Steve Pierce hit three home runs in this game, drove in six runs, and all these games have a first pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock.
Ah, those great memories. Well, they always win on Nesson, but on MLB, that's just fake news on MLB. Yeah. Speaking of MLB, any other news from around Major League Baseball, Andy?
Well, before the Major League Baseball came out with their latest offer yesterday, before that, players were reportedly disgusted after Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred reversed his course on comments made about the league's chances for this season. Commissioner Manfred said he was not confident there would be a season just a few days after declaring baseball would unequivocally be played. So we'll have to see how this all, of course, plays out. And then Ken Rosenthal, The Athletic, and Fox Sports reporting eight or more owners are against playing a season in 2020. It does take 75% of the 30 owners to approve any type of play this season.
That's interesting because I thought I heard the commissioner say that the owners are 100% behind having a season.
Yep, he has said that as well. Just like he said on Friday, there's a 100% chance they were going to play, and then he comes out on Monday and says that he didn't feel good about a season getting underway. Yes, Manfred has said that owners want to play the season, but Ken Rosenthal's investigative work has found at least eight or potentially more owners that really don't want to play, and that number right there all comes down to, of course, money paying out the players. So obviously if the players don't play, owners don't have to pay. So we'll have to see how this all goes ahead on this one, but next few days should be very interesting, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not a gambler, but if I were to try it out in Las Vegas, I wouldn't take Rob Manfred with me for odds, making the odds for me on this stuff here, I guess.
He is a flip-flopper, as they say.
All right, anything else, Andy, to share with us this week?
Yeah, one final note that came out over the weekend. Major League Baseball finalized a billion-dollar deal with a B, yes, Bill, Turner Sports to air more playoff baseball. Turner Sports will be putting games on TBS and TNT as they've had the last few years. They did air all the National League playoff games last season. The new deal calls for more postseason games and added regular season games. It would also solidify them having at least one of the league championship series. So obviously there's some money in this game, Bill, if Turner Sports wants to throw out a billion-dollar deal with to air the game. So what? Now, of course, that got the players all charged up as well, saying, well, you just received $1 billion from Turner Sports.
Hmm.
How about paying us to get on the field so they'll have something to watch on Turner Sports?
Well, that could be, maybe those impractical jokers are bringing in big revenue for TBS. That's possible.
Yeah, that could be, those Seinfeld reruns is bringing it in. I don't know which one it is, but, all this going back and forth between the Players Association, the owners, it's just setting up for a potential disaster in 2022 when the collective bargaining agreement needs to be re-voted on and reestablished. So we could be seeing a lot of nonsense going on between the two sides in the upcoming years. Could see a lockout, a strike.
Hmm.
But obviously, let's see if we can get some baseball this year.
Yeah, and I still think, as I mentioned to you last week, Andy, I still think they've got a week, 10 days before, till they have a real kind of deadline here, to be honest with you, because of COVID-19 restrictions on getting back together again right away. So I don't know. That's just my thinking. So we'll see how it plays out.
I agree with you. And with this new proposal, they say they want to begin the season July 19th. Well, it's June 18th, and they did say that players need at least 3 to 4 weeks of spring training to get themselves back in playing shape, if you will. So
yeah.
they got to come up with something quick. Well, that July 19th date is going to go by the wayside and be pushed ahead even further.
No, exactly. All right. All right, Andy, great talking with you. You have a great weekend.
You too, Bill. Talk next week.
MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.